This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Chuck, listening in North Bend, Washington. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Hank. My question is about basically Genesis chapter 1, verses 26, and Genesis 2, verses 7. And is Adam the first man God created, or is it something else?
Well, this is a great example of how we should always read Scripture in light of Scripture, because the Scriptures actually interpret the Scriptures for us. Now, I think it's clear when you read Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2 that the man, as in first man, is Adam. Jesus says that specifically, and Paul says that specifically. In fact, in Acts chapter 17, Paul says that from one man God made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined the time set for them, the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. So again, we have the Bible commenting on the Bible. So once you demonstrate that the Bible is the Word of God, you can now take the words of Paul on Mars Hill in Athens and see that Paul is telling us that Adam was the first man, as he does elsewhere in passages like Romans chapter 5.
Okay, the only other thing that I guess was maybe a little stumbling block for me on that was a couple chapters later in Genesis 4:17, where Cain then goes out and takes a wife. So is he marrying one of his relatives, so to speak?
Yes, absolutely. That's what's going on there. You have to recall that the Bible also tells us how long Adam lived. He lived 930 years.
Okay.
So he had plenty of time to propagate children. You think about 930 years, almost 1,000 years, half the time between the time of Christ's crucifixion and today. So
All right.
This is a tremendously long period of time, and whole civilizations can come into being in that period of time. And Cain goes out from the Lord's presence, and he would have married either a sister or a niece. Now, it's also important to note that there are no genetic imperfections. They accumulate gradually over time. So the law against incest, where today, for example, we couldn't marry a sister or a niece, was not in vogue until the time of Moses.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.